Time management from the inside out, the foolproof system for taking control of your schedule. By Julie Morgenstern. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Time management from the inside out, the foolproof system for taking control of your schedule by Julie Morgenstern is a book that provides readers with a comprehensive system for taking control of their time and managing their schedules. The book is divided into three parts: Part 1, Understanding Your Time, Part 2, Taking Control of Your Time, and Part 3, Making Time Work for You. In Part 1, Morgenstern explains the importance of understanding how you use your time and how to identify and eliminate time wasters. She also provides tips on how to set realistic goals and prioritize tasks. In Part 2, Morgenstern provides readers with a step-by-step system for taking control of their time. She explains how to create a master plan, break down tasks into manageable chunks, and develop a system for tracking progress. In Part 3, Morgenstern provides readers with strategies for making time work for them. She explains how to create a support system, delegate tasks, and use technology to help manage time. Throughout the book, Morgenstern provides readers with practical advice and tips on how to make the most of their time. The book also includes a variety of worksheets and exercises to help readers implement the strategies outlined in the book. Time management from the inside out is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to take control of their time and manage their schedule more effectively. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Set priorities. Prioritizing tasks is essential for effective time management. It helps to focus on the most important tasks and to delegate or eliminate the rest. Main idea number 2. Create a master list. Creating a master list of all tasks and activities helps to organize and prioritize tasks. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 3. Break tasks into smaller steps. Breaking tasks into smaller steps makes them easier to manage and complete. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 4. Schedule time for interruptions. Scheduling time for interruptions helps to manage unexpected tasks and activities. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 5. Set deadlines. Setting deadlines helps to focus on the most important tasks and to complete them on time. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 6. Use technology. Using technology such as calendars, task lists, and reminders helps to organize and prioritize tasks. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 7. Take breaks. Taking breaks helps to recharge and refocus. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 8. Delegate tasks. Delegating tasks to others helps to free up time for more important tasks. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 9. Eliminate tasks. Eliminating tasks that are not essential helps to free up time for more important tasks. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 10. Set boundaries. Setting boundaries helps to protect time for important tasks and activities. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 11. Manage stress. Managing stress helps to stay focused and productive. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 12. Plan ahead. Planning ahead helps to anticipate and prepare for tasks and activities. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 13. Use time blocks. Using time blocks helps to focus on one task at a time. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 14. Set goals. Setting goals helps to focus on the most important tasks and to complete them on time. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 15. Track progress. Tracking progress helps to stay on track and to complete tasks on time. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 16. Say no. Saying no to tasks and activities that are not essential helps to free up time for more important tasks. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 17. Take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself helps to stay focused and productive. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 18. Avoid procrastination. Avoiding procrastination helps to stay on track and to complete tasks on time. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 19. Manage expectations. Managing expectations helps to stay focused and productive. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 20. Review and reflect. Reviewing and reflecting on tasks and activities helps to stay on track and to complete tasks on time. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Setting priorities is an important part of effective time management. It helps to focus on the most important tasks and to delegate or eliminate the rest. By setting priorities, you can ensure that you are spending your time on the activities that are most important to you and that will have the most impact. It also helps to reduce stress and anxiety, as you are able to focus on the tasks that are most important and not worry about the rest. When setting priorities, it is important to consider the importance of the task, the urgency of the task, and the amount of time it will take to complete. It is also important to consider the impact that completing the task will have on your overall goals. By taking the time to consider these factors, you can ensure that you are focusing on the tasks that will have the most impact and that will help you to reach your goals. Once you have set your priorities, it is important to stick to them. This means that you should not be distracted by tasks that are not as important or urgent. It is also important to review your priorities regularly to ensure that they are still relevant and that you are still on track to reach your goals. Setting priorities is an essential part of effective time management. By taking the time to consider the importance, urgency, and impact of each task, you can ensure that you are focusing on the tasks that are most important and that will have the most impact. This will help you to reach your goals and to reduce stress and anxiety. Main idea number 2. Creating a master list of all tasks and activities is an essential part of effective time management. It helps to organize and prioritize tasks, and can also help to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. By creating a master list, you can easily see what needs to be done and when, and can plan accordingly. This list can be used to track progress and ensure that tasks are completed on time. It can also be used to identify areas where you may need to delegate or outsource tasks in order to free up more time for other activities. Creating a master list is a simple but powerful tool for taking control of your time. It can help you to stay organized and focused, and to make sure that you are making the most of your time. By taking the time to create a master list, you can ensure that you are making the most of your time and that you are getting the most out of your day. Main idea number 3. Breaking tasks into smaller steps is an effective way to manage time and complete tasks. By breaking tasks down into smaller, more manageable steps, it becomes easier to identify which tasks can be delegated or eliminated. This helps to ensure that only the most important tasks are completed, and that time is not wasted on tasks that are not necessary. Additionally, Breaking tasks into smaller steps can help to reduce stress and anxiety, as it allows for a more organized approach to completing tasks. It also helps to ensure that tasks are completed in a timely manner, as it allows for a more organized approach to completing tasks. Finally, breaking tasks into smaller steps can help to increase productivity, as it allows for a more efficient use of time and resources. Main idea number 4. Scheduling time for interruptions is an important part of effective time management. It helps to ensure that unexpected tasks and activities don't take up too much of your time and energy. By scheduling time for interruptions, you can identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, freeing up more time for the tasks that are most important to you. When scheduling time for interruptions, it's important to be realistic about how much time you can realistically devote to unexpected tasks. It's also important to be flexible and adjust your schedule as needed. For example, if you find yourself with an unexpected task that requires more time than you had originally planned for, you can adjust your schedule accordingly. Finally, it's important to remember that scheduling time for interruptions doesn't mean that you should ignore or avoid unexpected tasks. Instead, it's about being proactive and taking control of your time. By scheduling time for interruptions, you can ensure that unexpected tasks don't take up too much of your time and energy, allowing you to focus on the tasks that are most important to you. Main idea number 5. Setting deadlines is an important part of effective time management. It helps to prioritize tasks and to ensure that they are completed on time. Deadlines also help to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, freeing up time for more important tasks. By setting deadlines, you can ensure that you are focusing on the most important tasks and that you are completing them in a timely manner. Deadlines can also help to motivate you to complete tasks. When you have a deadline, it can help to focus your attention and energy on the task at hand. It can also help to keep you accountable for completing the task on time. By setting deadlines, you can ensure that you are staying on track and that you are making progress towards your goals. Deadlines can also help to reduce stress. When you have a deadline, it can help to reduce the amount of time you spend worrying about the task. It can also help to reduce the amount of time you spend procrastinating. By setting deadlines, you can ensure that you are staying focused and that you are completing tasks in a timely manner. Main idea number 6. Using technology to manage time can be a great way to stay organized and on top of tasks. Calendars, task lists, and reminders can help to prioritize tasks and identify those that can be delegated or eliminated. For example, a calendar can be used to plan out the day, week, or month, and to set deadlines for tasks. Task lists can be used to break down larger tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Reminders can be set to alert you when tasks are due or when it's time to take a break. By using technology to manage time, you can ensure that tasks are completed on time and that you are making the most of your time. Technology can also be used to track progress and measure productivity. For example, you can use a spreadsheet to track the amount of time spent on each task, or use a project management tool to monitor the progress of a project. By tracking progress, you can identify areas where you can improve your time management skills and become more efficient. Using technology to manage time can be a great way to stay organized and on top of tasks. It can help you prioritize tasks, set deadlines, break down larger tasks into smaller chunks, and track progress. By using technology to manage time, you can ensure that tasks are completed on time and that you are making the most of your time. Main idea number 7. Taking breaks is an important part of effective time management. It helps to recharge and refocus, allowing you to approach tasks with a fresh perspective. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, freeing up time for more important tasks. Taking regular breaks can help to reduce stress and improve productivity. It can also help to create a more positive work environment, as it allows for more social interaction and collaboration. Breaks can also be used to reflect on progress and plan for the future. Taking regular breaks can help to ensure that you are making the most of your time and achieving your goals. Main idea number 8. Delegating tasks is an important part of effective time management. By delegating tasks to others, you can free up time for more important tasks and focus on the tasks that are most important to you. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, allowing you to focus on the tasks that are most important to you and your goals. Delegating tasks can also help to increase efficiency and productivity, as it allows you to focus on the tasks that you are best suited for and that you enjoy doing. When delegating tasks, it is important to be clear about the expectations and the timeline for completion. It is also important to provide clear instructions and to ensure that the person you are delegating to has the necessary skills and resources to complete the task. Additionally, it is important to provide feedback and support to ensure that the task is completed to the highest standard. Delegating tasks can be a great way to free up time and focus on the tasks that are most important to you. By delegating tasks to others, you can ensure that tasks are completed efficiently and to the highest standard. Main idea number 9. Eliminating tasks that are not essential is an important part of effective time management. By taking the time to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, you can free up more time for the tasks that are most important. This can help you to focus on the tasks that will have the most impact and help you to achieve your goals. It can also help to reduce stress and improve productivity. Julie Morgenstern's book, Time Management from the Inside Out, provides a foolproof system for taking control of your schedule. It helps you to identify tasks that can be eliminated and provide strategies for delegating tasks to others. It also provides tips for setting priorities and managing your time more effectively. By following the strategies outlined in the book, you can become more organized and productive, and make the most of your time. Main idea number 10. Setting boundaries is an important part of effective time management. It helps to ensure that you are able to focus on the tasks that are most important to you, and to eliminate or delegate tasks that are not as important. By setting boundaries, you can also protect your time for activities that are important to you, such as spending time with family or pursuing hobbies. Boundaries can also help to create a sense of structure and order in your life. By setting limits on how much time you spend on certain tasks or activities, you can ensure that you are able to stay on track and accomplish your goals. Additionally, setting boundaries can help to reduce stress and anxiety, as it can help to create a sense of control over your life. In her book Time Management from the Inside Out, The Foolproof System for Taking Control of Your Schedule, Julie Morgenstern outlines a system for setting boundaries that can help you to take control of your schedule. She suggests setting limits on how much time you spend on certain tasks, delegating tasks that are not as important, and eliminating tasks that are not necessary. By following her system, you can ensure that you are able to stay on track and accomplish your goals. Main idea number 11. Managing stress is an important part of staying focused and productive. It helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, and to prioritize the tasks that remain. It also helps to create a plan for tackling tasks, breaking them down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Taking regular breaks throughout the day can help to reduce stress and improve focus. Additionally, it is important to take time for yourself to relax and recharge. This could include activities such as yoga, meditation, or simply taking a walk. Finally, it is important to recognize when stress is becoming overwhelming and to take steps to address it. This could include talking to a friend or family member, seeking professional help, or engaging in activities that help to reduce stress. Main idea number 12. Planning ahead is an essential part of effective time management. It helps to anticipate and prepare for tasks and activities, and to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. By taking the time to plan ahead, you can save yourself time and energy in the long run. When planning ahead, it is important to consider the big picture. Think about the tasks that need to be completed and the timeline for completing them. Break down the tasks into smaller, more manageable steps and create a timeline for each step. This will help you stay organized and on track. It is also important to consider any potential obstacles that may arise. Anticipating potential problems can help you plan ahead and be prepared to address them if they do arise. Additionally, planning ahead can help you identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. This can help you save time and energy in the long run. Planning ahead is an essential part of effective time management. By taking the time to plan ahead, you can save yourself time and energy in the long run. It is important to consider the big picture, break down tasks into smaller steps, and anticipate potential obstacles. Additionally, planning ahead can help you identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 13. Time blocking is a great way to stay focused and organized. It involves breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks of time. This helps to ensure that each task is given the attention it deserves, and that no task is left unfinished. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, freeing up more time for other activities. Time blocking can be used to plan out a day, week, or even a month. It involves setting aside specific blocks of time for specific tasks. This helps to ensure that tasks are completed on time and that no task is left unfinished. It also helps to prioritize tasks so that the most important tasks are completed first. Time blocking can also help to reduce stress and improve productivity. By breaking down tasks into smaller chunks of time, it becomes easier to focus on one task at a time. This helps to reduce distractions and allows for more efficient use of time. Additionally, it helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, freeing up more time for other activities. Time blocking is a great way to stay organized and productive. It helps to ensure that tasks are completed on time and that no task is left unfinished. It also helps to prioritize tasks so that the most important tasks are completed first. Additionally, it helps to reduce stress and improve productivity by breaking down tasks into smaller chunks of time. Main idea number 14. Setting goals is an important part of effective time management. It helps to focus on the most important tasks and to complete them on time. Goals also help to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. When setting goals, it is important to be realistic and to set achievable goals. It is also important to break down large goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. This will help to ensure that the goals are achievable and that progress is being made. Additionally, setting deadlines for each task can help to ensure that the goals are met in a timely manner. Finally, it is important to review and adjust goals as needed to ensure that they remain relevant and achievable. By setting goals, it is possible to prioritize tasks and to ensure that the most important tasks are completed on time. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Setting goals can help to ensure that progress is being made and that tasks are completed in a timely manner. Finally, it is important to review and adjust goals as needed to ensure that they remain relevant and achievable. Main idea number 15. Tracking progress is an essential part of effective time management. It helps to ensure that tasks are completed on time and that goals are met. By tracking progress, it is possible to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, freeing up time for more important tasks. Tracking progress also helps to identify areas where more effort is needed, allowing for more efficient use of time. Tracking progress can be done in a variety of ways. A simple to-do list can be used to keep track of tasks that need to be completed. A calendar can be used to track deadlines and to plan ahead. A project management system can be used to track progress on larger projects. Tracking progress can also be done digitally, using software such as Trello or Asana. Tracking progress is an important part of effective time management. It helps to ensure that tasks are completed on time and that goals are met. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, freeing up time for more important tasks. Tracking progress is an essential part of staying on track and achieving success. Main idea number 16. Saying no is an important part of effective time management. It can help to prioritize tasks and activities, and to focus on the most important ones. By saying no to tasks and activities that are not essential, you can free up time for more important tasks. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. When saying no, it is important to be clear and direct. Explain why you are saying no and what you are saying no to. This will help to ensure that your message is understood and respected. It is also important to be respectful and courteous when saying no. This will help to maintain positive relationships with colleagues and other stakeholders. Saying no can be difficult, but it is an important part of effective time management. It can help to prioritize tasks and activities, and to focus on the most important ones. By saying no to tasks and activities that are not essential, you can free up time for more important tasks. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. Main idea number 17. Taking care of yourself is essential for staying focused and productive. It involves making sure you get enough rest, eating healthy meals, and exercising regularly. It also means taking time to relax and enjoy activities that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you are better able to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, freeing up more time for the things that are most important to you. In her book Time Management from the Inside Out, The Foolproof System for Taking Control of Your Schedule, Julie Morgenstern outlines a system for taking control of your schedule. She suggests that you start by taking an honest look at how you spend your time and then create a plan that works for you. This plan should include time for taking care of yourself, as well as time for work and other activities. By taking care of yourself, you will be better able to manage your time and stay productive. Main idea number 18. Avoiding procrastination is essential for staying on top of tasks and completing them on time. It can also help to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated. To avoid procrastination, it is important to set realistic goals and break them down into smaller, achievable tasks. It is also important to create a timeline for completing tasks and to stick to it. Additionally, it is important to create a system for tracking progress and to reward yourself for completing tasks. Finally, it is important to stay organized and to prioritize tasks. By following these steps, it is possible to avoid procrastination and to stay on track with tasks. Main idea number 19. Managing expectations is an important part of effective time management. It involves setting realistic goals and expectations for yourself and others, and then taking steps to ensure that those expectations are met. This helps to ensure that tasks are completed on time and that everyone involved is satisfied with the results. It also helps to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, freeing up time for more important tasks. When managing expectations, it is important to be clear and honest about what can and cannot be accomplished. This helps to avoid misunderstandings and disappointment. It is also important to be flexible and open to change. As circumstances change, expectations may need to be adjusted accordingly. Finally, it is important to be realistic about what can be accomplished in a given amount of time. Setting unrealistic expectations can lead to frustration and disappointment. Main idea number 20. Reviewing and reflecting on tasks and activities is an important part of effective time management. It helps to ensure that tasks are completed on time and that any tasks that can be delegated or eliminated are identified. By taking the time to review and reflect on tasks and activities, it is possible to stay on track and to make sure that tasks are completed in a timely manner. In her book Time Management from the Inside Out, The Foolproof System for Taking Control of Your Schedule, Julie Morgenstern outlines a system for taking control of your schedule. She suggests that reviewing and reflecting on tasks and activities is an important part of this system. By taking the time to review and reflect on tasks and activities, it is possible to identify tasks that can be delegated or eliminated, and to stay on track and complete tasks on time. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.